Rosenblum, Moritz. Moritz Rosenblum was arrested in Lodz on 16 December 1940 at age 22. He was admitted to a forced labor camp near Frankfurt on Oder, from where he was transferred to Auschwitz in December 1942. On 26 May 1945, he made a deposition, in which he claimed to have seen a homicidal gassing on his arrival at Auschwitz. The problems begin with the start of his story, because no transport arrived at Auschwitz with any inmates from Frankfurt on Oder or its vicinity during the entire month of December 1942. He claimed that, due to an injured leg, he was selected on arrival to get gassed. He was then led to the bathhouse, meaning the homicidal gas chamber, which at that time could have been only one of the bunkers, the claimed makeshift facilities with several homicidal gas chambers each, located well outside the camp's perimeter. Contrary to all other accounts and the orthodoxy's narrative, he claims that there was then a second selection right by the bathhouse, where any skilled men among the doomed were fished out. As a welder, Rosenblum got lucky, despite his bad leg. He was then taken outside, probably the undressing hut, onto a square in the open, where they had to undress and then get tattooed, which means that this must have occurred right next to the bathhouse. However, it is inconceivable that they were made to undress outside the undressing hut, when they were not even slated for gassing. Were they supposed to run back to the camp naked, carrying their clothes? Moreover, the place where people got their inmate registration number tattooed into the forearms was the admissions building inside the Birkenau camp, construction sector B1B. This sector also had a facility with an undressing room, an inmate shower and sauna, a dressing room, and a clothing disinfestation chamber operating with Cyclone B. This building is probably the origin of Rosenblum's confused story. He wants to have seen how three SS officers came in a car, wore rubber gloves, and poured out five or six cans into an opening of the alleged gas chamber, in singular, although each bunker is said to have had several. Only a few minutes later, everything was silent, which would have been an impossibly short execution time. Then several SS men presumably put on respirators and went into the gas chamber, staying in there for 5 minutes, after which inmates went in, evidently without respirators or gas masks, and started dragging out the corpses, which would have killed them too. The orthodox narrative allows for at least a short ventilation time before the inmates went in, although such a facility, packed tightly with many bodies and without any forced ventilation, would have taken many hours, if not days, to air out completely, allowing access without gas masks. Furthermore, no one else has ever claimed that SS men entered the claimed gas chamber for 5 minutes. In order to do what, exactly? Risk their lives? For more details, see Metonio 2022e, pages 183 to 185.